On the show today, we have Illuma Labs' Melinda Borkar and Austin Winsloff talking about their award-winning voice authentication for credit unions and its evolution and how it's going to go beyond the contact center. So check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page is just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. But you guys have been making some headlines lately. You guys won like the Venture Tech thing last year? Was it last year or late last year that you guys won Venture Tech, Melind?
Yes, it was late last year, 2019. Okay. Fantastic event for anyone who hasn't attended. It was a very, I'd just say, you know, very good concentration of, or 100% concentration of credit unions, and a excellent audience for, you know, discussion during and after. I'd say out of all the events we attended in 2019, that was by far the best.
Wow. Okay. So very good.
A lot of positive feedback.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things about it. And we actually had them on the show a couple of weeks ago talking about it. So so they've really got some momentum going there. For, and that kind of got you guys into the NACUSO Next Big Idea competition as well this year. So, and you guys did well in that competition as well.
Right. Venture Tech was actually a start for a lot of things credit union related to it as well. So, you know, post Venture Tech, we had our solid validation of what we're doing and the problem that we solve in the credit union space. So, you know, we converted to a CUSO, we're in the NACUSO competition, and then I'd say 100% of our conference attendances in 2020 were credit unions.
Wow. Well done. Well, we're happy to have you.
We're excited to be here. I was, you know, always heard about you broadcast from a variety of sources. And when Austin said that, you know, he knows an insider who can get us in, we were super excited to have the opportunity.
Yes, Austin and I go way back. So I've had a lot of fun over the years, and I'm glad that he's landed at Illuma Labs. So, and Austin, I mean, obviously we're talking about voice authentication for credit unions. My gosh, say that three times fast. So you've been in the credit union industry for some time now, and you got excited about voice authentication for credit unions. So what's excited about this technology these days?
Yeah, it didn't really start with voice authentication for me. What it started as was the pandemic hit, obviously, and the world flipped upside down. I came to the realization that nobody wants to be sold to during a pandemic. You know, they don't really want to be sold to anytime, but a pandemic especially so. So my thinking was, you know, I want to find solutions that can really benefit the industry in these times where they're struggling. Mm-hmm. But not only just during the pandemic, because who knows how long that was going to last. You know, this was in, you know, March, April, May timeframe that I was doing this research and looking around. And I got connected with Malin through Nick Evans with Viridian Group and Venture Tech. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he just kind of out of the blue reached out to me and said, "What are you doing these days?" And I said, "You know, funny you should ask. Nothing right now, but but looking for the next thing." And he said, "You got to go talk to Malin." So started talking to him and really started to see the benefits of what this could do for the industry, especially when you think of how do you interact with your members during a pandemic. There's not a lot of avenues. You know, you can't go into the branch anymore. So it's either through mobile or through, you know, the phone. And a lot of people that can't get their problem solved through the mobile device are going to have to call in versus walk into that branch like they normally did. So tremendous benefit to the industry during the pandemic, but also just the ability to enhance the member experience, eliminate call times, and all that stuff is something that we need for the future as well. It's not just a COVID related solution, but that's kind of what led me to it is I want to find something that I can really bring into the industry and help credit unions during this difficult time. There's plenty of solutions out there. I found, you know, quite a few, and then I started to narrow down the list and I got really excited about Illuma Labs and voice authentication.
Right on. Yeah, and voice has really got some serious momentum going right now, especially, I mean, since the pandemic, because as we all know, credit unions and pretty much any organization on planet Earth really had to pivot and go digital. And part of that digital is voice authentication. So, Melind, why should credit unions consider voice authentication in their contact center these days?
That's an interesting point. Actually, I kind of brings back memories of how I first ran into credit unions and seeing how sports authentication solves this problem. So, you know, I grew up in Mumbai, India, and so we didn't have credit unions back there. So I didn't know the concept of what a credit union meant until I came to the U.S. My first credit union account I opened up when I got my first job and moved to Dallas. And the reason I opened that one was because it was in the middle of the long hallway from my parking lot to my desk. Became a really convenient place to open an account where I could deposit checks and do whatever on my way in and out of work without stopping anywhere else. When I got in, it struck me very clearly that the folks working out here were extra friendly, extra nice, extra accommodating compared to, you know, big banks that I've worked with in the past. And that, you know, was impressive. And then next day I came in and I was even more impressed because they recognized me when I walked in, you know, greeted me by name immediately, right? It's an experience I've never had at any of the other larger bank institutions that I worked with. Yep. So I was very impressed. And, you know, what I didn't realize was that was the member experience that I later found out was a differentiating factor, a feature for credit unions. Now, if I had some trouble, maybe on the out of office hours, I had to pick up the phone and call the contact center. Slightly different experience, right? Agents are super nice, super helpful as well, but it always tends to start with a minute to 2 minutes of Q&A to prove my identity, which does not happen in a branch. And so, you know, what's nice about voice authentication is it enables bringing that brick and mortar warm member experience to the contact center when the agent is able to verify you just by voice that you are who you say you are, mm-hmm. and get immediately servicing your request, which is fundamentally what you called in for. You didn't call in to talk about, you know, your last transactions or your first pet's name or where you lived in 1999. They want to talk about a problem that they have with their account or access to their money, and you can get to it very quickly. Mm-hmm. And that's what voice authentication enables, and we're seeing that's what's driving a lot of the excitement among credit unions today.
Good deal. And Austin, what do you see as the biggest benefits this technology provides credit unions? Because I'm thinking just it's total efficiency. There's a cool factor to it. What from your perspective, what are some of the biggest benefits of voice?
Yeah, I mean, there's three main themes that we hit on that we see as the most beneficial thing for the credit union. So the first, and I think, you know, arguably the most important is the member experience. You know, how do we provide that experience that Malin was just saying, where the call center experience is enjoyable? When I call in, I'm not getting bombarded with Q&A and what's your mom's maiden name and, you know, what's your dog's, you know, your first pet's name, mm-hmm. and, you know, last part is your social, all of that stuff. The experience instead becomes us just having a conversation like we are now, and we're authenticating you that way through, you know, behind the scenes biometrics. So there's the member experience element of it.
It seems natural, right?
Yeah, it's more of a, you know, I want to do business with you, Mike, you know, but then you have to interrogate me to, you know, to make sure that it's okay that I do business with you, which obviously there's reasons for it. We all know what those are, but, you know, trying to minimize that and make the experience more enjoyable where, hey, Mike, I'd like to give you some of my money. And you say, cool, let's do it. Here's my money, you know. So that's one of them. Member experience, definitely a big one. And obviously with the world the way it is and all of the competitive threats that are out there to this industry, we need to continue to set ourselves apart. And the credit union, you know, industry has always done that well with being good to their members. So this is one way to do it. The other one that we're seeing is operational efficiency. Like you said, Mike, taking a phone call down from, you know, sometimes several minutes of authentication, you know, a lot of times we're seeing 90 seconds, 2 minutes of that phone call being dedicated just to that process. We're not solving their problem. We're not getting the issue resolved. We're just asking them who they are and making sure that they are who they say they are. So cutting down those call times significantly across the board saves a ton of time. You know, it's good for the member. It's good for us, you know, as the credit union, so saving everybody involved time. And then the last element of it is fraud. So being able to, you know, find bad actors when they're coming in and we see that, hey, this is not Mike. You know, we know it's not because we have his voice biometric data, you know, saved. And the last time he came and talked to us, he didn't sound like this. So we know it's not him and we can reject you. So that's, you know, another big benefit. We're also working on a fraudster, you know, type of database as well. So we can see repeat fraudsters. When they come in, we know that they're a bad actor. We flag them as a bad actor. Yeah. Then the next time they come in, we know that this person's already called in. It's, you know, it's a bad actor, and we immediately flag them. Something too that Malin can probably expand on, but we're looking at bringing that to the entire industry. So not just a fraudster database for an individual credit union, but a pooled collaborative database where if fraudster goes to credit union A and tries to commit fraud and gets flagged, they're more than likely going to call credit union B because that's their business, you know, of being a fraudster. That's what they do. So they call credit union B and they get declined because we were able to you know, flag them originally in the first experience. So kind of those three things. And one of the things that Malin said a couple weeks ago that really hit home for me is a lot of times when you have something that enhances member experience, it comes at the cost of security or vice versa. You have something that's really secure, you batten down the hatches, now you have really annoyed members because it's really difficult for them to get through the hoops. This solution helps solve for both of them at the same time. So it's a pretty cool, you know, unique value proposition there.
Agreed. Yeah, on that same tack, Malin, I mean, how can credit unions protect sensitive member information when using this type of technology?
Yeah, it's a very good question because, you know, depending on how the technology is implemented, you know, fundamentally, at some point, there's access to phone call data, right? As well as, you know, other potential metadata coming out of the core. Depending on how the system is deployed and integrated, the amount of information that stays within the credit union's infrastructure versus what might lead into a cloud for a cloud-based service provider can vary. So it's important to look at it very carefully to make sure that, you know, any partner that's selected to provide a service like this is only handling the minimal amount of information required to provide that service itself. And there's creative, you know, proprietary ways of doing that, as we do at our company, Luma Labs. It really enables, you know, a higher level of security and privacy for the member themselves, and B, you know, even if the event that there was a breach for whatever reason or form, what is the damage coming from the breach data? You know, so if it's proprietary information, if it's non-reverse engineerable back to original spoken content, which means then even that information happened to be breached, there's no way to access what was spoken, which means if you spoke social security numbers, account numbers, passcode, none of that can get leaked because it's mathematically impossible to generate. So that's kind of the features that are important, we believe, in the technology we develop. And it's been resonated very strongly as key points that credit unions look for when evaluating vendors.
Yeah, no doubt. That's a big concern for members, but it's great that you guys have that. You got that solved, it sounds like. And so how difficult, I'm going to stick with you on this one, Malin, is how difficult is it for credit unions to integrate this voice authentication technology into their contact center platforms? Because this is a, you know, probably a priority one for a lot of credit unions out there, especially since 2020, we've seen fraud just off the charts. So how difficult is this or how easy is it?
So it varies from vendor to vendor, just like my previous answer, you know. So, you know, it depends on complexity of product, complexity of deployment required. There are some products out there which take, you know, 6 months to a year to deploy and come with price tags that are upwards of millions of dollars. Might make sense for a super large bank or super large telco, but that doesn't create any kind of possible path to ROI for a credit union or any other mid-market segment client institution. Mm-hmm. So, you know, vendors like us, we focus on a different methodology, right? Something that is quick and easy to deploy and very easy to onboard. So I'd say, you know, as an example, our last deployment was less than 4 weeks from time of kickoff to deploy. So low cost, done, you know, almost 100% with internal credit union resources and our company resources. So this can be deployed very easily and brought up very quickly at very limited effort.
Got it.
And we're focusing on those kind of methodologies on our end.
Oh, no doubt. And yeah, credit unions will be happy to hear that for sure. Outside of authentication, how you know, could such a technology be used to fight fraud in other ways as well? Or does it have other ways of doing this as well to fight fraud?
Yeah, so often give one example of, you know, things like having a fraudster watch database, some of the features that we're working on as well, where, you know, there's someone who's an offender one time can be then flagged as a repeat offender the next time they try to call, no matter if they have a fancy caller ID spoofing tool, no matter if they try to have anybody else's security questions already answered and ready to go. So, you know, that one level of capability, but then even moving forward, you know, there are additional innovative capabilities to detect fraudsters the first time they try to even attempt to attack, right, before they were detected as fraudsters. So looking for different kinds of patterns. For example, you know, was the same voice calling from multiple different phone numbers, accessing multiple different accounts within a particular duration of time. Just a little example, certain kind of pattern matching technologies like these, I mean, they're a technology lift because, you know, credit unions do a whole lot of call volume. So, you know, doing an all-to-all comparison all the time becomes a fairly expensive process. So, in our opinion, the innovation really will come from being able to make an effective solution that is not cost prohibitive to deploy either. So there's ways like that to, you know, enhance security further and further to prevent fraud at credit unions using the same technology, but only flipped on the other side, where instead of authenticating against a legitimate voice, now you're also comparing against a running blacklist for of voices, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, that's quite a database right there. That would be quite valuable for any financial institution out there, for sure. And last question for you, Melind, here. Are there other use cases for voice authentication outside the contact center? Other uses here?
Absolutely. So, you know, overall, you know, my personal and professional opinion is, you know, voice authentication works fantastic and would be the go-to path for technologies where voice is the most convenient, you know, user interface. So, certain examples here, right? When I pick up the phone and call, the most natural interface through that channel is voice. Moving forward, as you see, you know, voice is becoming a predominant interface while chatting or talking to digital assistants on your phone, right? Whether it's your Siri, Alexa, whatever it may be, and not just phone, you have a home assistant as well sitting on the desk. You know, it's much easier to talk to it across the room than to go and put your finger on it or to show your face. You know, the face ID works well for a phone because you're holding it in your hand, but on a phone doesn't work as well, and on a you know, digital assistant doesn't work as well. So on those kind of interfaces where voice is the first, it's the primary and most convenient user interface, combine that with the fact that more financial services are going to these type of products, right? So if you look at today, the majority of the voice volume is going to contact centers to agents. But moving forward, there's more voice automation in the interactive voice response system, which is basically when you call your credit union or any institution, you may be talking to some AI bot that is designed to speak back to you and address, you know, some of the simpler questions, and increasing their capabilities to provide some level of service that require authentication would require integration of voice authentication to enable that. Similarly, as you go into voice banking over Alexa or other devices, where the capability to authenticate by voice before you access the banking capability now gets you additional levels of services, like, you know, transferring money and things like that. Because on all of these, when it's voice of an interface from a distance, you don't really want to be screaming your passwords and passcodes across the room, right? It's much more of a security challenge than, you know, or someone who's breached your data, gotten access to stolen data over a data breach might have. So that's where we see the technology progressing towards, and we're building our solutions to be compatible with, you know, both today's as well as future applications.
Yeah, I think this is just, as you're talking, I'm thinking about, this is just the natural progression of voice technology. I mean, obviously Alexa and Siri and Google Home, they all were kind of the front runners here and getting this started for all of us. Now it's like, okay, it's coming into retail, it's coming into financial services. And so now it's almost like it's to be expected now, right? Because, I mean, because we're all so used to it. It's in our cars, it's in our homes, it's on our watch, it's everywhere now. So it's now for, you know, a premier financial institution, a credit union in this case, it's going to be expected. Is that where you're going to find, Austin? I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, I think definitely with the, I was actually just talking to John Best the other day about voice in the industry. And one of my questions to him was, you know, why now? Like, why should credit unions be doing this now? And the answer was, everybody's going to be doing it. Yeah. You know, it's going to be something you have to do. Otherwise, you know, and I gave him the example of, cause I agree. And I gave him the example of remote deposit capture. So back in the day when remote deposit, you know, not back in the day, 5 years ago or whatever it was, when remote deposit capture first came out, my bank at the time, I was with this, you know, this is when I was still in college, I was with a small community bank. They didn't adopt remote deposit capture, and I had went away to college and eventually I left them because I was like, I'm not going to drive 2 hours back home to go deposit a check.
Right.
So I had to go open up a Wells Fargo account so I could have that feature or have a closer branch or whatever it was. And I think the same thing is going to be true with voice, where if we don't have it, it's going to be something that's noticeable that we're lacking, you know, and they're going to say, okay, I can't use my Alexa or my Echo to do my banking transactions. Or when I get in my car and I'm driving, I want to just be able to use that feature. But I can't at this credit union, you know, so we have to stay ahead of that trend. And I think it's, you know, voice is definitely one of the main trends of the future. I never thought I would use an Echo in my house. Like, I was like, that's stupid. Why would I do that? I use it every single day now for, you know, numerous different things.
Yeah,
so it's, you know, definitely changing the world.
Yeah, it's definitely our norm for sure. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, I'm sure you got lots on your plate. Anything else to add here on this? Because, I mean, this is going to be the norm. And so credit unions really got to prepare themselves and get them kind of set their tables for future. And you guys are providing the technology for them to do that. So anything else to add, Melind? Anything else from your perspective on this?
I mean, I'll say, you know, as we register as a CUSO primarily because we saw the need for technology like this in credit union space, right? So it's the inquiries we get coming in are growing leaps and bounds every week. So there's a growing interest in this industry, you know, for this type of a solution. And we're very excited for what the future will bring and very excited to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm, indeed. And to have that fraudster database like you were talking about, Austin, man, that's just like the cherry on top of the ice cream sundae. That's going to be really valuable. So good stuff, guys. Well, thanks again. Appreciate the time. Congrats again on all your success. And I'm sure your trajectory is going to continue to go, you know, upward in 2021. So we're going to be keeping an eye out for you guys. All right.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Sounds good.